You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A heads up on our programming plans. Join WPR tonight at 7 for live coverage of the 2022 State of the State address by Governor Tony Evers. It'll be followed by the Republican response from State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, hosted by WPR Sean Johnson and PBS Wisconsin Frederica Freiberg. 2022 State of the State address tonight at 7 on Wisconsin Public Radio. Find it at WPR.org as well. Stay with us this hour as we learn about the growth of NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, and what celebrities have to do with it. But first, let's get to our winter membership drive that is off and running at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Andrea Schwerbel. We're here to say you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We've got about 25 minutes left to meet our goal for the hour, and we're looking for just 8 more people to join in. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
We've been learning about what it's like to be a minority-owned business in Wisconsin, how the state bidding and procurement process works and could lift up businesses and give them an equal shot at winning contracts. These are interesting conversations. They're the kinds of conversations you count on from the morning show.
These conversations are supported by listeners. Donations like yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Those donations make the many topics you tune in for every morning possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. And when you think about it, a dollar a day is a wonderful value. Less than a cup of coffee or less than a soda, less than a day of cell phone service.
That's right. It comes out to about $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make it easy. Make that gift in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun.
I felt so guilty. I felt like a freeloader for years.
I have to say, I just became a member in this past year, and it was a sustaining member, and I want to make sure it fell on a time where I knew I was going to always have it. And I plan on putting you in my will. Even if it's only like a $500 gift, I plan on leaving my mark here. I want to make sure that this continues. I do. This is very important to me.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Andrea Schwerbel. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on, and it is why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
We ask that you make a contribution in an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people do give $10 a month. Some give $100 or more a month.
And whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, being really good stewards, keeping your source for information and for entertainment and WPR going strong. So give now whatever amount feels right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
About 20 minutes to go, and we are just looking for 4 more people
Woo-hoo!
To support
nice.
WPR, and we'll meet our goal. WPR is listener powered, and your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
How about the lovely 2022 WPR t-shirt made in the USA, printed here in Wisconsin? $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt. Special offer is only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you. You can always increase your support by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now Hollywood actors are starring in ads about cryptocurrency. Maybe you noticed during the Super Bowl. Here's one with Seinfeld creator Larry David playing a time-traveling skeptic for the crypto platform FTX.
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Find it on YouTube. Celebrities have taken to pushing crypto and NFTs, non-fungible tokens. We'll talk about it. What do you make of digital currency operating outside of our traditional banking systems? What about these celebrities pushing NFTs? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Sonia Rao is a pop culture reporter for The Washington Post. Sonia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you so much.
Okay, so why are celebrities leaning into digital currency, or is it the reverse, the cryptocurrency space leaning into celebrities for validation? What's going on?
You know, I think that's a great way of putting it. I do think that, you know, looking to celebrities like Larry David most recently, but we're also seeing, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow out here sharing NFTs. Matt Damon, as most people are aware by this point, that crypto.com ad plays everywhere. Is, you know, out there in commercial breaks talking about this as well. I do think it's more so that it's kind of reaching a different type of audience now. I think a lot of these companies, crypto.com, for example, are saying, hey, you know what, like maybe we will get the Larry David fans now. Because I think, you know, for a while, depending on how you look at it, crypto has been increasingly legitimized. It's just reaching a new tier.
What is the connection then between non-fungible tokens and cryptocurrency? Can you explain really what this is?
Sure. And I think the easiest way of putting it is that they use similar technology. So all of this operates on something called a blockchain. It's kind of like, you know, a public ledger of sorts. Cryptocurrency operates on that. And non-fungible tokens, more commonly referred to as NFTs, also do. So they're both based on blockchain technology. And the appeal of that, as you mentioned earlier on, to people who are into this kind of stuff is that it operates, you know, outside of the government, operates outside of a typical, you know, banking situation that we're thinking of. So NFTs are actually a piece of data on the blockchain. So a lot of people have likened it to kind of like a digital certificate of authenticity, if you will. This piece of data represents oftentimes art. You know, we're seeing these apes from the Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Yes, can you explain the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT thing going on, please?
Yeah, and I think that's almost, it gets right at the absurdity of all of this. I personally would say there is an element of absurdity to this because, you know, you see that ape, what it is that person, you know, Paris Hilton, for example, she went on Jimmy Fallon's show and they were talking about each of their Bored Ape pieces. Mm. What they own is an NFT. So they're owning, you know, this piece of data that's saying, you know, this is an ape that I own. Nobody else can. NFTs are, you know, they can't be replicated. It is a unique piece of data or unit of data, I guess would be a better word for that. And yeah, I mean, it is technically like any other piece of art. You know, the value of these things depends on how many of them exist. Kind of being in that community space and saying, hey, you know, I own this thing is the same as it is with more traditional forms of art, technically.
So
I think, you know, the kind of absurd thing is when you look at the apes themselves.
When you buy one of these tokens, are you buying ownership then in the original artwork? What do you get for it? Like, what is the value of a Bored Ape?
You get that unit of data. So I think you're kind of hitting on what a lot of people say is like, well, probably, you know, the most skeptical element of all of this is you're not actually owning a piece of art in the physical sense. You know, you're not even owning it online in some ways, because I think, you know, a lot of people jokingly will say, take a screenshot of it and say, well, this JPEG is the same as your NFT. Technically, it's not, because while you are literally replicating it, you're not replicating that piece of data that I was talking about earlier. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, sure. I mean, it's all digital, right? So I think that's kind of the funny part about all of it.
Is it concerning, though, that celebrities are, you know, really hyping up these NFTs, having the sofa conversation between Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton and, you know, it, lifting up or artificially valuing NFTs? Is there a concern around that?
I think so. There has been there have been voiced concerns as well. I know Kim Kardashian, this would have been last year at this point, as well as Floyd Mayweather, the boxer, they had both been named in a lawsuit about, you know, they were pushing a certain type of crypto, Ethereum. It was smaller at the time. And I believe it was Ethereum, though I might be wrong on that, but they were pushing cryptocurrency basically on Instagram in Kim's case. And they were named in a lawsuit for potentially, yeah, inflating the rate of this. And so I think, you know, that is a concern, as well as the fact that, you know, people out there like Larry David, like Matt Damon, who are out here, you know, encouraging their fans to invest their real money in cryptocurrency. I think there is a concern, you know, is this even a legitimate thing? And if it's not, what are the implications of, you know, a wealthy celebrity saying, hey, here's where you should put your money?
We're talking with Sonia Rao, who's a pop culture reporter at The Washington Post, wrote about how and why celebrities are promoting NFTs and cryptocurrency, what we saw in the Super Bowl. You can join in with your insights, 800-642-1234. And the perception, though, from some of the advertising is that this, you know, this space, cryptocurrency, is kind of for every person, every man, you know, investing for the little person. But at the same time, it's like you have these celebrities who are worth gazillions of dollars. So I feel like there's different types of messaging going on here.
There definitely is. You know, a lot of the people I've spoken to in the financial space who are, you know, closely looking at this stuff, whether they are supportive of it or just, you know, professors and the like, have kind of spoken to, and I'm using quotes here, the libertarian appeal of all of this. I think there is an element, as you mentioned, of people saying, hey, you know, we don't want the man dealing with our money, dealing with our things. So we're going to go do crypto. And it seems, you know, the internet is in some ways a democratizing tool, right? Going online to do all this stuff. I see the appeal of that. And I think that's one side of it. The other side of it is, you know, what you talked about. And I think Paul Krugman, the economist, wrote a column from the New York Times that was exactly about this. And he likened it to surprise, like the mortgage crisis. He was saying, hey, you know, a lot of the people who are getting into this in large numbers are the people who will be hurt the hardest if this bubble pops.
Wow. So it could be very dangerous financially for people if, you know, it, and as you say, like this bubble. So what happens from here? Where do you see NFTs headed? Will you still see a lot of more of this buzz and this hype?
I think it depends on, you know, there's even a debate whether this is a bubble, what it means to, you know, what it means that it is a bubble if it is one. You know, one of the economists they spoke to, or finance experts, he said something about, you know, how all money is a bubble. It just depends on where we're going with this. So I think one, it's really early. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's almost getting philosophical there, but I think it's really early to tell. I do know I've spoken with people as well who are saying, hey, you know, there are uses for NFTs and the technology that we're talking about outside of the art collecting space. One person, you know, mentioned, he was like, hey, you know, musicians who don't like using third-party websites like Ticketmaster and all of that could go ahead. And if they have the means to do so on their own personal websites, sell NFTs, or again, those units of data as a ticket to their concert. You know, they can be used in different ways. Unfortunately, anything on this blockchain takes so much electricity to actually generate. So that's where you hear people talking about NFTs being bad for the environment, which, you know, personally it took me a minute to wrap my head around something online being bad for the environment, but that is a downside as well. So I'm wondering whether that will become a bigger part of this conversation as well.
I wonder also, would these tokens be as enticing and appealing without celebrities? It kind of gets at that, you know, without the celebrity buzz, what would it be? We wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Absolutely. I think crypto, you know, has been around for quite some time. I mean, Bitcoin, I believe, was created in 2008. So it's been a long time. I do think that NFTs are hugely benefiting from celebrities talking about it. Again, for the same reason we were kind of talking about, right? So the people with wealth who operate in traditional art spaces as well. So I do think that, you know, Jimmy Fallon showing off his $200,000 Bored Ape piece is probably huge for that space as well.
Final question for you. You know, Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT collection is one thing. Are there any other collections we should taking, you know, that we should take a look at or be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to note about NFTs is that individual artists are selling them as well. So there are a lot of smaller artists. You know, that's a giant collection at this point, and probably just because of the celebrity element of it is one that we talk about more than probably any other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are smaller artists, individual people out there selling their work as NFTs. So in that sense, you know, some people would look at that and say, hey, this is a movement. Other people will say, oh my God, what are we getting into, right? But I do think that it is important to note that, you know, artists that you might interact with every day or whose work you've seen online but aren't, you know, at the level yet of the Bored Ape Yacht Club are using this technology as well.
So it's happening all around you and you might not even be realizing it.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some photographers that I've been following for a bit that I didn't realize were selling work as NFTs until much more recently. And maybe they just now are getting into it. So yeah, I think it is one of those things that, at least in my life, anecdotally, I'm kind of noticing more.
Sonia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sonia Rao is a pop culture reporter for The Washington Post. We have a link to her article called The Celebs Have Gone Crypto. It's at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Hope you stay with us next hour as we discuss mining patient health records to better understand complex issues in public health. We dig into the latest findings by Epic Health Research Network. Now let's focus on a really solid kickoff to our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Andrea Schwerbel. And our goal is to keep bringing you topics like NFTs and the Hollywood element of crypto and what's going on. When we ask the question, what's going on? That's where we roll up our sleeves and we dig in with an expert. That is our bread and butter. Your support makes that happen because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great news, Kate. We met our goal for this hour. 21 people made a gift. Thank you so much. We actually exceeded that goal of 20. Your gift is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
Let's keep it rolling. Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have been learning this morning about NFTs and cryptocurrency. Really interesting topic that personally, I don't know very much at all about. So that's what the morning show is here for, to inform us and get into all the different aspects of a topic. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from the morning show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And it is $10 Tuesday, which is when you can support the programs you love with the new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month or more. It is a light blue shirt celebrating sunny days spent outdoors in Wisconsin, which sounds great right now.
I'll take it.
You can ask for that t-shirt at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And the t-shirt, $10, is a special offer only available today. Tomorrow it is going up to $12 a month.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, And pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
That's right, WPR.org. Click, click, or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Andrea Schwerbel. Your support during this winter member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
Thank you for helping us meet and exceed our goal this hour. 21 of you gave and helped to fund the morning show and all the other WPR programs you count on. If you didn't get in yet, you still can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's the thing. WPR is listener supported, and that means that member drives are a really important, critical time to hear from you. And if you haven't donated to WPR before, we'd especially like to hear from you right now.
Any amount that you give makes a difference, and it just takes a few minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Maybe it'll be $10 a month or $120. When you make that gift, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
And you can support the programs you value and ask for the new WPR t-shirt. Ask for yours, your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Special offer only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
If you're not already a sustainer, you can become one and set that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And this way of supporting WPR will provide reliable support for the programs you love.
Shout out to Carolyn in Milwaukee says, why do I donate? I have a sense of gratitude and responsibility. Gratitude for what WPR gives me every day. Responsibility to do what I can to ensure it continues. Carolyn, thank you. Your gift is powerful, makes a difference at WPR.org, and thank you for your support.